Well, good morning, friends of Jesus, Sower Nation. It's Friday, January the 31st in the year of our Lord, 2025. Can you believe it? The month, the first month of the 25th year of the second millennium is over, or at least it's here. It's before us. And we got good work to do today. We want to move in the fullness of who we are and what the Lord has for us today. So let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Father, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, friends, the store's open. Our entry today is entitled, How Do You Bible? Part 4, Rehearse. Our text is James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. Hear now the word of the Lord. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We come to, it's our fifth. I've said number four today. We've only been through four this week. We kind of skipped over the basic one of reading, which I shouldn't have skipped over, I'll acknowledge. But we come to the fifth formative, spirit-empowered way of engaging the Word of God. It's the most important one. You remember, this is the mnemonic device. It's the hand, the pinky, starting with the small finger, read, ring finger, ruminate, middle finger, rememberize, index finger, research, and the thumb, the magical thumb, rehearse. Here's our word. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. The R word, rehearse. If we do not practice the word of God, all of our other engagements are for naught. Listen to the prescient words of Jesus on this same point from the celebrated Sermon on the Mount. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. That's Matthew 7, 24 to 27. The only difference between these two persons They both heard the word of God. They both built houses. They both faced horrific storms. The only difference between the two people is one put the words of God into practice and the other did not. This alone makes the difference between building on rock and building on sand. Consider the mnemonic device of the five fingers. This fifth practice represents the thumb. Try picking something up without your thumb. The four fingers are rendered incompetent without a thumb. So it goes. If we read, ruminate, rememberize, and research without rehearsing the Word of God, in fact, we engage the Word of God in all of these ways in order that we might become better at doing what it says. Only when we actually do God's Word does it become enfleshed in our own lives. Only when we do God's Word can it become a blessing to others for their good and a witness to others of God's glory. Let's pray our prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher, thank you for bringing it down to utter clarity. Jesus, it makes for a simple and clear prayer. Make me a doer of your word and not just a hearer. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The journal prompts. Do you grasp how rehearsing the Word of God is the most important one of all? And what insights do you draw from James' use of the mirror metaphor in the text as it relates to doing or not doing God's Word? We are going to sing here in a few minutes, number 47. In our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. We'll come to that in just a second. So, James, he gives us this interesting mirror analogy. If you hear the word but don't do what it says, it's like going and looking at yourself in a mirror and then forgetting what you look like immediately. And I think that's true, isn't it? I mean, it's easy to look at a mirror and then look at the mirror again. I remember when I was younger, I feel like I looked in the mirror a lot more when I was younger than I do now. And I don't, maybe that's because I'm more mature. Maybe it's because I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm not sure. That probably doesn't matter. But it's interesting, too, where James says, don't just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Like, to listen to the word and not do it is to live in self-deception. And that's a perilous thing. And he says, do what it says. And, you know, if you don't do what it says, it's like you're going to forget it. It's not going to imprint on you, even if you've rememberized it, right, at some level. There's something about doing it that permanently engraves the memory of it on you. its wisdom almost is like released into the fullness of your experience. This is such a clear teaching of Scripture. And, you know, I think I'm trying to think about my own situation here. And am I doing God's word? I'm just honestly asking myself, because the truth is, if I'm just gut level honest with you, I assume I'm doing it. And that's not good enough, friends. That's really the way self-deception opens the door, assumption. So this has got me under a little bit of conviction to just see, to do a little bit of a self-assessment, a little bit of an examination, a self-examination, not morbid introspection, not, you know, self-shaming, none of that, but just real honesty and asking the Holy Spirit to search me and to know me and to test me and to ferret it out for me. Am I doing the Word of God? And I commend that to you. Let's do that together. It's a great thing to think about as we start heading up into the days of Lent, the 40 days to the cross. So I don't want to keep just looking at the mirror and looking back in the mirror and looking back in the mirror. Like, think of the Word of God as the mirror. We look into the Word of God and then we do it. And our memory becomes, it goes from pencil to pen. How about that? It goes from sort of erasable to permanent. That's good. Well, we're going to sing here, but I wanted to also remind you, I haven't told you this yet, but we got a special treat coming on the Wake Up Call next week. The next 2 weeks, actually. We've got a friend I've met through the Wake Up Call, Bonnie McClure. Bonnie is from Georgia. She's a mom. She's a bookkeeper at a school, and she's a writer. But before she's a writer, she's a lover of the Word of God. I've kind of followed her writing for some time, and we had a kind of a happy coincidence in the connection around Psalm 103. And I said, well, Bonnie, would you be willing to write us a 10-day series, 2 weeks, on the Wake Up Call on Psalm 103? And she happily agreed. And this has been some time back when I did that. And now it seems like the perfect time to release it. So for the next 2 weeks, I'm happy that we're going to have a guest contributor on the Wake Up Call, Bonnie McClure. I love that she's not like a preacher. I love that she's a layperson who's just out in the workaday world, sowing for awakening, a lover of the Word of God, and bringing her gift of writing around the Word of God. You're going to appreciate her. So be praying for the next couple of weeks. I'll be back after that for a couple of more weeks. And then we're going to head into Lent with another guest contributor, one of the doctors of the church, Kenneth Collins, who's written a series called Jesus the Stranger. It's deep, guys. It's deep. You're going to have to put your boots on. Like, we're your hip waders. We're going into the deep waters. So get ready for that. And then after Easter, I'll be back with a 7-week series on 1 John that's just blowing my mind. So we got a lot to look forward to in the days ahead. That's just a sketch of it. And then, of course, for you preachers out there, look at the PS today. I put it in again. If you're interested in jumping into 1 John with your church, it will be good. It will be a blessing. And all you got to do is just tell me you're interested, and I'll follow up with you with a good bit more detail on that. So that's in the PS in the email today. Let's sing number 47, three verses. It's a great hymn of praise. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliver, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee, I will ever give to thee. Amen. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. That is from 1745, okay? That's a deep water hymn, and I'm glad we sang it together on this Friday. I got another one let's sing. Just kind of fits this whole Word of God, new word, new year. And guys, keep sending in your scriptures. We're at the end of the month. But it's not too late for the Lord to highlight for you a new word in this new year. And we're going to keep going with them. You're going to hear me keep talking about this. But it just reminded me of this little chorus. You'll know it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. I can't remember the verses. There's a couple of verses to that song. But I wish I'd been singing that all along. There's just so much to sing and pray, isn't there? And, you know, we thank God we've got time to do it and we'll have an eternity to enjoy it. But take that song out on the road with you today. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's from Psalm 119 as well. Well, it's time to hit the fields of Friday, the last day of January. Be awake, be alert, be attuned. The Lord is speaking over and into every person that we encounter. And in some of those situations, he's got a blessing he wants to give them through us. In the way that we see them, in the way that we encourage them, in the way that we smile at them, in the way that we make and help them. Just be ready. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.